Do you lie awake at night wishing for something better? When you look at your future a year from now, is there a light at the end of that tunnel? Do you feel like you were meant for something more? Opportunity will not come knocking on your door unless you're out there looking for it. How do you do it? Our guests on the Empower Radio Show will be sharing their secret to success. We'll be bringing you authors, speakers, entrepreneurs from many different fields who come from various backgrounds. They will be sharing their stories of success and of early failures. You'll hear about the challenges they faced when they launched their ideas and the creative ways that they overcame obstacles. Our guests will inspire you to find your way down the path to success in this ever-changing world. Jump on board and become empowered.
Welcome to Empower Radio Show. This is Linda Ballesteros, and I am your host today, and we're going to have a great show ahead of us. I want to thank you so much for joining us today, and we'd like to encourage you to follow us on social media, on our Facebook page and our Twitter page, and be sure to check out our website. That's empowerradioshow.com. The letter M, the word power, radioshow.com, where you'll find all of our interviews of our past guests. And I think that you're going to see that we always deliver great information for those that are trying to build their business, and also a lot of personal development information, because as we all know, as a small business owner, we certainly get our share of being beat up as we go out there and try to get our message out. So I really encourage you to check out all of our connections there. But today I would like to just ask you one question. If you're a small business owner, do you really struggle with where to market your business on social media? Which platform is best for you? And how do you do that? How do you do that in a way that comes across professionally and actually delivers your message? Now, if you've asked yourself those questions, because I've asked myself that many times, then you are in the right place today. Because today, my guest is Stacy McCormick. And Stacy is the founder of Musimac Marketing. Her extensive marketing background really includes 20 years in corporate America, where she worked with all of the major media, including radio, broadcast TV, cable TV, newspaper, and digital advertising as well. So today she helps small business owners craft a professional and engaging online presence. Her philosophy, which I love this, her philosophy is, with just a bit of online marketing savvy, even small businesses can make a big impact. So join me in welcoming Stacy McCormick. Hey, Stacy, how are you?
Hi, Linda. I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Stacy, do you see that this is a question that we all ask as small business owners, is where do we go? Everybody says you need to be on social media, but where do you start? Talk to me a little bit, before we start giving out all your secrets, talk to me a little bit about how you got started in this. I know that you've got an extensive background in different types of media, but what led you to helping small businesses with their social media presence?
Right. Well, really, a theme across my entire career has been working with small businesses and helping them to market themselves, find their target audience, find their key messaging. And it's really the only difference now is the media. So instead of your traditional media, as you mentioned, radio, TV, newspaper, now we have social media. But a lot of the concepts are still the same as far as how do local businesses get their message out and share their marketing challenges. So now we're looking at social media, and it's interesting, when I started my marketing company, and I had to think about how was I going to market my own company. And social media was an obvious channel, and the more that I looked into social media to support my own business, I realized how many of my colleagues and other local businesses were having these same challenges and how they could really use some help in this way. So it was really kind of an organic transition for me to move from the more mainstream media into now our more modern digital media channels.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think that social media is replacing the more traditional ways of marketing our business?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I can't imagine that it will ever 100% replace our traditional media, because each of the media really has their own specific best traits that they offer to their audiences and to their advertisers. So I really don't envision traditional mm-hmm. media going away. But certainly advertising expenditures are leaning much more heavily now towards new media, social media, online marketing. You're seeing budgets making some big shifts. So mm-hmm. it's going to be interesting to see how this pans out into the future, but you certainly can't ignore social media.
Right.
And the best part is you can get started for free. It's completely free to set up all of your social media channels. There are opportunities to purchase advertising to increase your reach and your engagement, but it's not required. So mm-hmm. It's a very easy entry for a brand new small business to at least get set up with the free opportunities that are out there online.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you were talking about, you know, and there are so many ways that you can do that, and it can be really overwhelming for a small business owner because, generally speaking, Stacey, a small business owner went into business because they did their widget well, not because they did social media well or they
right.
did marketing well. Because they did their widget well, whatever that widget is. So if there's someone out there right now and they're listening and they're wondering, where do I begin? What platform do you suggest that they actually start with? Is it LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube? How do we begin, Stacey?
Sure. It's going to depend on your business category. Generally speaking, I always recommend everyone to at least start with Facebook just because it's the biggest social media channel in terms of users. That's where the people are. They've got almost four times the amount of users of any other social media channel. So that's where the people are. If you're a more professional kind of category, like let's say an attorney, maybe that makes more sense for you to really focus on LinkedIn, for example. So it can depend on your business category, but generally my default is that you're at least set up on Facebook as a minimum to get started.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you suggest that they create a, you know, personal page or a business page, and, you know, then it's all about what the heck do I put on it?
Right. So with most of the social media channels, including Facebook and LinkedIn, you do have to create a personal profile first, and then from there, you have the opportunity to build your business page. Generally, with my clients, I spend most of the focus on the business pages. So your personal pages are for your family and your personal friends, and that's a whole entirely separate thing. But my focus is generally the business pages on social media.
Mm-hmm. And what is it that a small business owner would actually post? I mean, what kind of information do you suggest that they put out to their followers on Facebook or any of the other platforms? Is it just about buying their stuff or...
Facebook in particular is really cracking down on businesses not just promoting themselves all the time. Facebook is encouraging mm-hmm. business owners to really be timely and relevant and provide good, helpful content to people. not just, hey, buy my stuff, but hey, here's some really helpful information. It happens to relate to my business category. But by sharing information, things that are timely and relevant and just truly useful for people, because that's what people want. They don't want to be advertised to and marketed to. They want really usable information. It's important to include images and video with any of your social media posts, and you want to strive to do that with every single post. Go beyond just a text type of a post or a message. You'll get a lot greater engagement. And in fact, Facebook is really pushing video, and they feel like that's the best way to get engagement from your audience is with video, and particularly what we call native video, which means you're uploading a video, let's say, directly off of your smartphone, right up into Facebook, as opposed to loading it to YouTube and then sharing it on Facebook. That would not be native, but native would be direct video that you've posted right onto Facebook. It also gives you that autoplay feature that you've probably seen in your Facebook
right.
feed.
Right.
And so that comes from natively uploaded video, and that's powerful, and it's hard to ignore. And it's great for building engagement on Facebook. So that's one of the biggest key trends right now, particularly in Facebook.
So tell me, how could a small business owner utilize a native video? What would that be like for them? What would they do
sure.
to create that?
Sure, and again, it can be right off of a smartphone. It doesn't have to be anything professionally produced. It can be 30 seconds. It can be anywhere 30 seconds, 60 seconds. It doesn't have to be long and involved. It can be as simple as just introducing yourself and maybe giving a short little blurb about who you are and what your business stands for. If you're out at an event, if you're hosting a booth somewhere for your business, do a quick little video and say, hey, I'm out here at this booth, at this event, come down and join me. It's going to have a lot more impact than if you were to just post some text or even a still photo on Facebook to invite people to your event, but invite them with video.
Mm-hmm. And I guess that it also allows the audience to connect with you in a way that text doesn't allow that to happen.
Absolutely. All of the emotional factors that come into play as far as tone of voice and delivery and all of the things that you can't get off of just text on a page. And it absolutely helps people connect with you better and feel like they're getting to know you and feel like they've got a better connection with you. And it's just how this whole online industry is evolving, that people are expecting to see more video and not just static content on a page.
Mm-hmm. And I guess we all want to be entertained. Isn't that right, Stacey?
Well, yes.
our attention spans, we were mentioning this earlier, our attention spans are so short that sometimes even reading is not entertaining enough. We have to have
right.
the video.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, you know, I know that you mentioned YouTube and that native video actually comes straight from a smartphone and not necessarily from YouTube. But I know that you are a big advocate for using YouTube as well. And I don't
yes.
think, me included, I don't think small business owners really capitalize or see YouTube as a social media platform that they should be tapping into.
Right. And I'm glad you clarified that, because whenever you do make a video, it's important to place it both on Facebook directly and YouTube directly. And I didn't mean to diminish YouTube earlier when we were talking about that. They are both incredibly important for different reasons. YouTube is really important for search. If someone is searching for a topic, they may potentially go to YouTube and search for a topic. On Facebook, it's more about the engagement and really making a connection with the audience. So the purpose of them is slightly different, but it's critical that your video gets posted to both places. The other really important thing about YouTube is that it's owned by Google, and Google rewards those businesses that play nice with its platforms. So if you want to improve your SEO, your search engine optimization for your website, you want to make sure that Google knows who you are, that they're aware of you, and the best way to make that happen is to get involved with Google's platform. So that includes Google Plus, which is the Google social media channel. It's similar to Facebook, but again, it's owned by Google, so that makes it critical. Your Google Plus page and your YouTube channels are connected to each other, and they're connected to your website, and so it's just this whole great scenario of interconnectedness, and the more that you embrace Google Plus and YouTube together, it's going to help your online visibility tremendously.
And again, I understand using some of the video in Facebook, a little 30-second clip for an event that you're at, or maybe you're getting ready to speak in front of a group and you want to do just a quick little I'm getting ready to go on the stage kind of thing. But what else could a small business owner, what type of videos could a small business owner utilize YouTube for?
Sure. It's really great for client testimonials. If you've got someone who's willing to speak about your business and have them actually express in their own words and their own voice about how passionate they are about your product or service, that's incredibly powerful. The other way that I like to advocate for my clients, if for some reason they are camera shy and they just absolutely refuse to be on camera, one trick that you can do is you can do a voiceover over a PowerPoint presentation. So if you've got a presentation that talks about your product or your service or some basics about your business, you can do a voiceover so people are still getting somewhat of a connection with you by hearing your voice, but they don't have to see you, and they're still getting this great message. So that's kind of another alternative or another way to use video. Maybe it's just a video of your office, maybe showing your office space, interviewing some of your employees. It could really be just about anything. There's really no limits to what that could include.
Is there a certain length of time that is the optimal length of a video that people will listen to?
Yeah, I would probably say maximum of about 3 minutes, and even that's maybe on the long side of it. It depends on what you're doing, and actually I would probably encourage a mix. So on your YouTube channel, you might have some quick 30 seconds. You might have some 2 minutes. You might have some 5 minutes, perhaps, sprinkled in there lightly. So that's the great thing about your YouTube channel is it's a great place to house this collection of videos.
Do you have maybe a couple of success stories of maybe some clients that you've helped them tweak a few things and make a few changes that made a difference in their business? Do you have maybe an example that you can share with us?
Well, sure. I mean, I think really my big focus is social media optimization. So it's going in and making sure that we're not just setting up a page, but we're really making it impactful and really result-oriented. So one of the big things on, let's say, Facebook, and you've got this really nice banner image on your business page, on your home page of Facebook. And the biggest thing I tell people is that banner is really valuable real estate. And if you were to think of that banner as a display ad in the newspaper that you paid money for, you would be really strategic about the images and the messaging and the call to action, that's on that space. So it's very valuable real estate. It happens to be free, but that doesn't make it any less valuable. And so a lot of times I spend really explaining to my clients how to make the most of that valuable space. And that can really have an impact on how your audience is going to respond, especially if you can be as specific as possible. You can add call to action buttons now on Facebook, which is new, which can be anything from like sign up for my newsletter or go listen to my podcast or whatever it might be. So I'm finding that, yes, those types of optimization can really affect and improve engagement, and I'm just finding there's so many little things kind of behind the scenes that people don't realize when they're setting up a Facebook page, for example, and the banner is just one of them. But there's a whole litany of things that we'll go through to make sure that everything is verified and linked properly, and it's both a very technical and creative process, which is what I like about it. And that's what makes it fun and interesting for me, is it's kind of both sides of the coin there. And you can be very strategic in how you want to present your business and really get a lot of SEO value actually out of your social media, not just your website, but there are SEO rules for social media as well that we work with our clients to implement, and they definitely do get greater reach and engagement from working out some of these strategies.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as I mentioned in the very beginning, most of the small business owners, you know, they have their specialty in an area that they provide the service in their business. And that's not necessarily social media. But because it is easier today than it was 10, 15, 20 years ago to start a business and start marketing and have an audience out there, it's even more important today than it was then for a small business owner to know a little bit, and maybe a little bit more than a little bit, of all aspects of their business, marketing being one of those. Because it is at our fingertips. Like you mentioned earlier, it doesn't cost anything to set up a Facebook page, a business page on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. It doesn't cost anything. But we do need to educate ourselves a bit about the power of these platforms, don't we, Stacey?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And if you're not doing it, your competitors are. such a big part of what I do is help my clients realize all these free online marketing opportunities that are out there that they're just not aware of. People don't know what they don't know. And I always enjoy being able to go in and say, look at all these free opportunities you have right at your fingertips. And that includes both social media as well as what we call local business listings. And that's there's hundreds of business listings out there. And these are things like Google, Bing, Yahoo, Yelp, yellowpages.com. And these are our modern-day yellow pages. So if someone's going online and they're doing a search, they might go to any one of these hundreds of directories that are out there. And if they're searching for a plumber in Portland, you want to make sure that you're on that list if you're part of that category. So just like social media, there are these local business listings that are free to list your business. And it's important to go in and claim those and build up those pages and optimize those pages for your business so that you get included in the listing. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the other half of what we do. There's the social media side and the local business listing side. Again, they're both free, and they're both so important to your overall online visibility.
Now, on the local business listings, do you have to have a storefront to list your business in these listings?
No, and that actually is a common misnomer. So when you go to sign up for your Google listing, for example, they're going to give you three options. Are you a storefront with an actual physical retail location? Are you a service category with a specific radius? So if you are a plumber and you work in a three-county area, but nobody actually comes to your place of business because you go to their location. But if you have a specific radius that you work in, that would be a secondary option of how you could set up your account. And the third option is a brand page, which could be for any businesses where geography is not a factor. So if your primary business is, let's say, Amazon.com, they don't have any geographic restrictions for their customer base. So they would be a brand page on the business listing. So there's three really good options.
So for someone who has a virtual service, just like yourself, you can have clients on both coasts, and it doesn't matter. So there is a category that someone like that would fall into when you are setting up your business listing.
Yes.
Okay. That's great to know, because I really thought that business listings were the local business listings were just for storefronts, you know. I didn't realize
And some of them are more geared to that way, but not all of them. And Google is the most important one of all of them, and Google is the one that does give you those three options. So at the very least, you want to set up your Google business listing.
So, you know, we've been talking about some of the benefits of not just social media, but the local business listings and how it increases your SEO. What are some things that we get wrong as a small business owner? What are some of the big mistakes that you see small business owners making?
Right. Well, most critical, as far as my perspective, is simply just not taking advantage of all these free opportunities by not setting up your free social media accounts and not claiming your free business listings. So that would be really at the top of my list. And as far as SEO goes for your website specifically, just think about that you want to be able to communicate to Google through your website what you're all about. And let's take images, for example. So Google doesn't know what your images are on your website. You have to tell it. And we do that through what we call alt tags. And there's captions, and there's title tags, and there's various different things you can do on the back end of your website to identify and give very specific descriptions about any images on your page, because Google's not going to know unless you tell it. So it's just a really important concept to keep in mind with your website. And that's true even for your pages. So you can go into the back end of your website and make sure that you're writing a very specific meta description for each page. A meta description is a really brief summary of your page, and you want to have a summary for every single page on your website so that when Google is indexing you, it will understand the key points that you're trying to get across on each page. And so those are all really important concepts to think about with your website.
Now, are there things that we may be doing and we don't even realize that it has a negative impact on SEO?
Right, and that can include everything from grammar and spelling, just being easy to navigate, being very user-friendly. Is it a complicated site? Is it made really clear what you want the user to do when they get there, or is it just a whole big page of text? Are there broken links? having stale or outdated, very static content can hurt you, because Google wants to reward people who have very fresh, updated content. So that's actually a really important factor. Another really big one right now that just came out very recently was the idea of having a mobile-friendly website. And that means that your website is responsive in that it resizes itself depending on the screen that you're looking at. So if it's a mobile device or a tablet or a computer screen, it's going to properly resize itself and make it very user-friendly. And so some of the older websites were not built that way. And you've seen them on your phone where you've had to scroll left to right because the text sort of went off the page. You should never have to scroll left to right on any device for your website. And if you do, that means you're not mobile friendly. And that is a key factor that Google has just announced in the last couple of months, that they are really they're cracking down on that because they feel like it has to do with usability, and they want users to have a good experience on your site. So if all of your competitors are mobile friendly and you're not, that's going to hurt you in your search results.
And I guess the best way to know that is to just log into your website or go to your website on your phone. And if you have to scroll, then then you might consider. Now, will some of the websites convert easily? I know this is kind of maybe outside of your area of expertise, but or does the whole website have to be redesigned?
Well, and we actually do help our clients with that. So what we would do is we would convert your entire website to a new template, and the template would be built to be mobile friendly. That doesn't necessarily mean we would give you a whole entirely new design. Now, we could, but it doesn't require that. And it's pretty seamless for the most part. Essentially, we just copy all of the old content onto a new template. And it can be time intensive, but it's not hard per se. So it's a pretty common service that we offer our clients.
Right. Well, there again, though, most small business owners are doing their widget, and they didn't leave corporate and start a business to keep up with their website. So to have someone like you that is an expert in website, social media, and just online marketing, it really does fill that role for the small business owner, so that he can kind of understand what needs to happen, but doesn't have to really understand about the meta description and know what that is. Just allowing you to do that, because that's your area of expertise. So it's great for small businesses to seek out experts like yourself to help them in those areas that are not necessarily why they went into business.
Right.
Yeah, very good. Before we go any further, Stacey, if someone's listening and going, oh my gosh, she is the answer to all of my social media and online presence marketing, how would they get in touch with you, and how would they find out more about you?
Sure. You can reach me by phone. My phone number is 503-737-4470. I'm happy to take your call at any time. You can also visit my website. It's musimacmarketing.com, so M-U-S-I-M-A-C-K marketing.com, and that has all my contact info there as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, Stacey, do you speak to groups? And if there are groups out there, what would be a perfect audience for you to speak to?
Yes, I do a lot of speaking. I've recently been speaking to quite a few Rotary groups lately, and that's been a lot of fun because there's a lot of small business owners there. And as far as an ideal audience, really anyone who's decided that they're serious about their online presence, and maybe they're just getting started some of my favorite clients to work with is where we literally started from zero. They had a brand new business. They knew nothing about social media or online marketing. We built up their social media channels and all their business listings from scratch. And that's a great opportunity for me. Of course, I'm also happy to come in and do the optimization on any existing channels. But again, really anyone who's decided that they're serious and that it's time to really focus on their online presence and they're ready mm-hmm. to make the most of it.
Now, can you go in and evaluate someone's system? I mean, if someone is saying, I really don't know whether I'm doing a very good job of this or not, can you go in
right.
and kind of evaluate it?
Absolutely. I have a 65-point social media audit that I'll go through your top five social media channels, and it's very thorough and very complete as far as, you know, here's all the things you're doing right, here's everything you're doing wrong, and some suggestions of how to improve that, and I can do an audit for $200.
Oh, wow. That's great, especially when you give them somewhat of an action plan or some things that they can do, and maybe they're not ready to take on a social media manager like yourself, but
mm-hmm.
it can help them to build their business so someday they can come to you and say, okay, I'm ready to hire you, Stacy.
Right. And that's
yeah.
the thing, too, is not all of my clients necessarily continue with me to manage their social media. So I'm certainly available to do that, but it's not a requirement as far as how I work with you. So if you just need me to come in and set up your channels for the first time or optimize your existing channels, we can do that on kind of a one-time only arrangement. And you're not going to be obligated to continue with me every month if you prefer to manage that yourself. So there are
mm-hmm.
options there.
Mm-hmm. And that is a great way to lay the groundwork for someone so that they can take it from there and just continue to do the daily stuff until they have another big project and maybe they can bring you in at that point.
Right.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Okay. Well, Stacy, time goes by so fast that I tell you.
Yeah.
You have so much knowledge and there's so much information that I know that our audience is they really need. So, again, can you tell everybody how they might be able to reach out and get in touch with you if they have any questions or if they want to have just a quick little phone chat with you?
Yeah, great. So, yes, my phone number, 503-737-4470, and the website is musimacmarketing.com.
Wonderful. And they can email you through the website?
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we're down to the final three questions. So if you're ready, let's get on to that then.
Sure.
So the first question is, when faced with obstacles, what kept you going?
So I think about obstacles specifically in my business, and being a small business owner, as we all know, certainly has its challenges from day to day. But mm-hmm. I just always have to remind myself that my hardest days, my toughest days of being a small business owner and working for myself are so not nearly, let's see, am I saying this correctly? I got lost here. I got so passionate at what I was thinking about, I got lost. But my hardest days are not nearly as I've completely lost my train of thought here, but my hardest days are better than my best days in corporate America.
There you go. Exactly. 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 And I completely agree with you. Someone had asked me one time, do you have any regrets from leaving corporate? And I said, yeah. My biggest regret is I didn't do it 10 years earlier.
Right.
And, you know, and folks, don't send me any hate mail because I know that there is a place for corporate out there, but I think sometimes it stifles us, and it's real clear that you're very creative, Stacy, and working within a job description can kind of keep us in a box. So it
right.
sounds like that, you know, this has enabled you to explore areas that you wouldn't have if you'd been in corporate.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm amazed mm-hmm. every day at different projects and different experiences that I've been privileged to have just because I am on my own and I have the freedom to do the things that I enjoy and work with people I enjoy. And, I don't regret it for a second.
Yeah, yeah. So the next question is, other than a coach, who's influenced you the most?
You know, I am most influenced and inspired by my clients. My clients are all entrepreneurs in their own right of all different types of businesses, and they've started from nothing, and they're all in various stages of their business and some further along than others, but I am just so inspired by their passion and their drive and their ambition, and that just keeps me going every day.
Mm-hmm. And it is, you mentioned this earlier, it is very challenging to be a small business owner, an entrepreneur out there, but that is really the creativity of our community, because I find people like yourself that have built a business doing something that you don't see in corporate America. So small business owners are so creative, and they find ways to make things happen. And I think it's the strength of our community.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think about having a corporate job, and it's like, mm-hmm. okay, well, that's not my job, and maybe I'm not allowed to do that because it's not my job. And
yeah.
you run into things like that and roadblocks in that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whereas with a small business owner, you get up every morning and go, what can I do today?
Right.
Nobody's going to tell me no.
Everything is my job, which is good and bad.
I know. And it was funny because when I first broke away from corporate, it takes an adjustment to get used to that, because the work you do that day is work that you've created for yourself.
Right.
It's not something that comes into a report or comes into your email that someone has sent you and told you what you do. The work I do every day is generated by me. So we work as hard as we want to work. So it's a completely different concept. So our last question here is, how has curiosity played a role in your business or in your personal life?
Right. So being curious keeps me really fresh and on my game with social media. It's changing and growing so fast. And really, we're still very much in the infancy of social media and online marketing. And it's so fascinating to me to see that evolve. And so I'm just constantly learning. I belong to a variety of different groups, both online and offline, just to keep up with what's going on. And it's that curiosity that just keeps me wanting to learn more and stay on top of it and really be able to offer the most current and up-to-date and most strategic solutions for my clients.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you are in an industry that you have to be curious, because, as you mentioned, things are changing daily, and you know, Google changes its rules all the time because it's Google, you know, and so you have to stay on top of that to make sure that your clients are doing all the right things. So curiosity is a big part of, I think, entrepreneurs especially, but being in social media, you definitely have to be on top of your game. So Stacey, I so enjoyed having you on the show, and I certainly would love to invite you to come back again, because I know that things
Great.
Are always changing,
yeah.
and I would love to be able to bring you in and update our audience from time to time on any new things that are happening. So one more time, if someone is listening and they say, I gotta check out this Stacy gal and see if she can maybe help me, how would they get in touch with you?
Sure. My phone number is 503-737-4470, and the website is musimacmarketing.com.
Wonderful. Again, Stacy, thanks so much for joining us today and sharing your knowledge about, just a little bit of your knowledge about social media and how important it is for those of us entrepreneurs out there.
Thank you so much, Linda.
Absolutely. So, folks, I hope that you take some of the things that Stacy has shared with us today and check out your website. I know that I'm going to be doing that, and see where you might be able to improve. It may just be a few clicks here or there that could improve your traffic, that could improve your visibility, that could get your message out there in a bigger way. You know, we're always looking for ways to expand or broaden our territory, and that's a great way to do it with just educating yourself a bit. I know, as a small business owner, we all have areas that we really are not experts at, and I'm certainly not suggesting you go out and become a social media expert. That's Stacy McCormick. But if you want to know a little bit more about how you can utilize these platforms and how you can utilize them better, then check out Stacy's website and see what she has to say. Reach out to her and just educate yourself a little bit, because if you're able to ask the questions, if you're able to look for things, like Stacy says, she's curious about things that are changing. Become curious, folks, because all of this, it really is part of your business. It's not just your widget. As much as we would love to just stay in a room and do our widget all day long, that's not reality. Reality is running a business has a lot of different hats that you have, and being a social media manager is one of those hats. So I suggest that you go out and learn a little something today about one of the social media platforms that you use, whether it's Facebook, whether it's YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn. Make it a point to learn something new about the platform that you enjoy using. Learn something new about it every week and implement that. I bet you'll see a big difference in the way that that you are responded to out in the community. I want to thank you again for joining us on Empower Radio Show, and be sure to check us out on our social media sites. That's Empower Radio on Twitter and on Facebook. Our website is empowerradioshow.com. That's the letter M, the word power, radioshow.com. Thanks for joining us, folks, and we'll see you next time.
As we close our show today, we want you to know it's time. The time is now for you to cast off the chains of mediocrity and reach for that brass ring. The time is now for taking that giant leap to start a business. Step out of your comfort zone and become the you that you've always dreamed of being. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Empower Radio Show. That's at MPOWERRADIOSHOW. Thank you for being with us today on the Empower Radio Show.